G7ILP calling through and standing by.
OK8NWO, KCAZYB, you're out, Dave.
KCHCYB from OK8NWO. WVetch here.
Man, got you in there good. Sounding good. KCHCYB.
Yeah. There's a slight difference in fidelity. But, hey, that's cool. Hello, Florida. Or as Art Bell used to say, was it Good Evening America or something? I forget.
I tell you, man, I'm looking at my SWR meters here, and I don't know if I told you. I think you spoke to Randy before. He built me this copper J pole, and I put this thing. I don't know. I think it's close to 40 feet in the air. But I'm looking at the SWR match on this thing right now. When I key it down, it's on low power, and the needle doesn't even budge.
From OK8NWO, in case anyone wonders. Your SWR is excellent. But Randy didn't do a good enough job. You need to demand a refund. That's really good. So you've got a perfectly balanced antenna. Through Echolink, you're sounding fine, but hey, that's Echolink, but it's clear.
Surprising. I mean, it moves like just a hair. I mean, it barely moves. But when I put it on mid and high, I think it bounces up to like 1.1 on high power. That's it. That's as far as it's going. So, yeah, he's already made several of these. He's made one for Wayne, one for me, one for my brother. He's got one going to Dion, and he already sent one to Duggar, I believe. So he's been busy.
Yeah, okay. That's nice. Cool. Decent antenna. Any antennas here, I got to do myself. I don't have anyone around to do anything for me. But hey, I guess, what do you expect living over here? Dell is doing the job, and obviously you've been able to open up a lot of repeaters, but I believe you've had some very good long distance or relatively long distance simplex QSOs as well. So, you know, the antenna is obviously very efficient. Another fun news, because there's a lift on, well, there was yesterday. I got some 4 meter activity on that transceiver. So we did some FT8. Which was good, but I was being actually swamped out by two locals. I'm sure I came up on the radar, and they're probably wondering who where did that call sign come from? But there was a bit of Spanish and local FT8 going on 70, which is kind of cool. So that's what I was doing yesterday, in amongst everything else. Anyway. I'll throw back to you, KCHCYB from OKHNWO.
NWO, KCHCYB, yep. I've only had the opportunity to mess around with FT8 once. I know a lot of the guys are into it now. Gary's been messing around with it a lot here lately. Dion recently got into it. I guess I can get, I can't remember what he said. There's a component or something I can get for this Kenwood 140. That'll allow me to do FT8. I'll have to get with him again and see what it is. But he's got the exact same 140 that I've got, and he's running FT8 on it. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff, man. So hopefully when I get this Kenwood on the air, I can get what I need and jump out there and try to make some contacts. So what's things like on your part of the world today, man? How's the weather over there? You guys been getting a lot of rain or anything? Because I know we have here in Greenville. It's been off and on for the last couple of days.
It's actually been really uncomfortably warm. The humidity is about 60, which it's normally about 35. And temperature is about 26, 27. So what's that in, I don't know, I guess it's 70-something or 80-something. I don't know. But it's kind of sticky. So on one level, I'm kind of happy to be going home because the apartment is turning into a sauna. And this time of year, I need to go home because it's much cooler, or at least inside the house. It's roughly 68 Fahrenheit. I keep everything at 20 at home, so... but where I am here, you know, if I stayed any longer, I would just be banging my head off the wall with the heat and the humidity. So, yeah, it's creeping up. I can see it even in the car. When I get into the car, it's like, you know, June, July, August. My three least favorite months of the year. So, you know, bring on the snow. I don't care if it's minus 20. But when it's kind of creeping into the 30s here, it's too much. It's like exhausting. A bit like you when you were down on the island, I guess. So that's the story. I'll throw it back to you. I don't want to tie up the repeater because it's like, you know, this isn't Zello. Anyway, this is OK8NWO, about 140 miles east of Prague, near Hradec Králové in the Czech Republic. Back to you, Jeff.
Okay, yeah, I know. This is, you know, one of the busiest repeaters here, that's for sure. Real quick, though, I was talking to Pete, you know, him and his family's camping now up in Scotland. About an hour from his house, and they're feeling the same pain with the heat. You know, I had him on video. He's redoing their bedroom and redoing his radio area. I mean, like complete overhaul of that space. And he was up there working today from like 4:30 a.m. until, you know, 3 o'clock. No, it was later than that. No, yeah, probably from 4:30 a.m. his time till about 5 his time, 5 p.m. And he was just, like, drenched, man, like he had stepped out of the shower or something. So, yeah, he's feeling the same pain right now. But, well, listen, buddy, thanks for jumping out here. You know, jump out here whenever you want. I think these guys like hearing the different contacts from around the world. So, but anyway, I'll catch you on the other one here in just a couple of minutes. OK8NWO from KCAZYB. Good talking to you, my friend.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I won't hold it because I understand it's a busy repeater, and well, I can use the other one. It's just nice to say hello and a good evening from the Czech Republic. Let me just see local time. It is 11:20 p.m., so it's kind of late here. Anyway, anyone listening, have a really nice day, safe driving, and we'll call in another time. All right, 73, and we'll catch you in the other one. Okay, SMW off and clear.
Catch you on the other one. Okay, CZYB clear.